This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Chris Mack and Nick Ashew, You Better You Bet. We just spent the entire break doing our best Brian Windhorst impressions. It may happen throughout the show. I still can't get over that. Why would we spend
the whole break talking like this?
I wonder, because people don't even have to be on Twitter to understand at this point what happened. We played the audio on Friday, Windhorst on First Take, but I wonder if when he started talking that way, he realized he was dragging it on, or he knew that that was going to trend, or later he looked back and goes, man, you know, I made that a little too dramatic. It was It was one of those documentaries where somebody's just sitting there. And it's a murder mystery. And it's like, now, why would they do this? Why would they make this person disappear? Tell me why.
If he did that with an awareness of what he was doing, that was a masterclass.
That was so good.
Yeah. Why?
It reminded me of, you know, I used to watch American Idol. I mean, I don't watch it anymore, and it's 100 years old. But, in its prime, and I don't know if it still happens. It probably still does. When Ryan Seacrest would sit there, and it would do the, he'd drag it out forever. Okay, And I've got the results in. And the winner is, we'll be back right after this. And you're like, you son of, come on. And that's exactly what it felt like. We're just like, okay, get it out. Stop this.
Today, Windhorst.
Get it out. So did you watch any of the hot dog eating contests at all? This is the one time a year where people can talk about competitive eating. It's the only time. Yeah, I'll be honest. I've never really been that into it. I think it's incredible what these people are able to do. I've watched behind the scenes of how they train, which is basically just stretching out your stomach and being disgusting, but it works. And that's great. I've done one competitive eating contest in my life and I was 10. And if I can pull a Windhorst here, why did I do that? Because it was a blueberry pie eating contest. I got a blueberry up my nose, and I was 10 or 11, and I was nope, never again, not doing this. It was the worst. It was I couldn't breathe. It was awful, so I was done with it.
How long was the blueberry up there?
Long enough for me to say, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. This is awful, Mom. Can I stop now? It was terrible. Just the worst.
It reminds me of the 80s movie Stand By Me. There's a famous pie eating contest scene.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that. You can go find it somewhere on the interwebs.
There is great audio from it. I mean, obviously there was a lot going on in this, but we can start with George Shea, who did the whole intro for Joey Chestnut and everybody else there. And I'll be honest with you. One, we're going to play this audio because it's fantastic. But two, Scott Lynn, our executive producer, loves it so much that I need him to come on after this and just explain why it's so absolutely incredible. I've never heard anybody be so giddy about audio, specifically introducing somebody before a contest or a game or whatever. Even to this day, I still like them. As a kid specifically, I loved player intros for NBA games.
Yes.
I don't know why. It's just cool. I like it. There's nothing better than this audio right here of George Shea. This is what it sounded like introducing Joey Chestnut before the hot dog eating contest.
There will be a day that is the end. The collapse of time and all that stood within it. A day of nothing, of no one, of nowhere. But that day is not today. Today we burn bright. Today, we blind the earth with our desire. And while it is still ours, we will bend history to witness this moment, to witness this man. The humble consequence of karma. breathing spray of life turned diamond by the sun. Forever suspended in that instant, indifferent to the gods. For he does not envy their power. He will not plead their pardon. He will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion. And if we must compete for our place within existence, we should bid as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free. The nation's famous 4th of July champion of the world.
So honestly, George took the word.
That is
exactly what I was gonna say. So when we come back, we'll start putting things in our mouth, hot dogs and buns.
Of course, that was on ESPN. I mean, it's incredible. And Scott Lynn pointed out, because I'll be honest, I did not watch that intro. I caught, like, the highlights, and that was as far as it went.
Yeah.
There is nobody, Scott Lynn, that is more excited about this than you. If you want, do you need a minute to just, like, express your love for George Shea and how incredible that was? Because you were very giddy about this entire intro.
So, boys, a simple Twitter search will yield the last couple of years of Shea introducing a variety of contestants in the hot dog eating contest. Whether it is Joey Chestnut or Eric Badlands Booker or Mickey Suda or just you name it, you can find his intros. They're available. I tuned in early to watch the women, and the way that ESPN produced this thing, I was dying in my kitchen. It was very reminiscent of NBC and the Golf Channel and how they promote and produce so slickly and beautifully the USGA, the US Open. It was almost like we were going to have Jimmy Roberts come on and do an essay about Sudo and the fact that she was not part of the competition last year because she had to relinquish her crown because she had a baby. So there's this run-up and there's these vignettes. And they're almost like miniature 30 for 30s. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. He's doing it for all the women. She, insert name here, is a triple threat. Jaw strength, stomach capacity, and pure speed with molars fashioned from the hardest of metals and the you know, most beautiful of diamonds. And I'm dying laughing.
Stop.
Boys, he made it. I want them to write my life. Whoever writes Shea's stuff, the man doesn't appear to have a prompter either. He's killing it up there.
And I thought that the best we would ever get from a PA announcer would be from North Carolina at guard, 6'6". No, he puts Ray Clay to shame. This man is, I want him, like you said, Scott, I want him just walking behind me, narrating my life.
It was so cool. And again, you know, you have to also watch the video. So Chestnut, I think, was underneath of a large umbrella in a box that was on some sort of a riser. Like, you guys have all seen concerts where there's a hole in the middle of the stage, excuse me, but all of a sudden up comes the lead singer on an elevator floor. And Chestnut puts away his parasol or whatever, because it was pretty hot out there. And all of a sudden he stands up in this elevated box and he's doing jaw exercises. And, you know, how many UFC events have you seen where, you know, somebody's bouncing off the octagon or a wrestler's throwing himself from side to side in the ring or whatever? It was amazing to watch. I bleep you not. I'll leave it at that.
Only 63 hot dogs, too, which was obviously interrupted because some dude came on there to protest something. I don't know what it was. I guess it had something to do with Smithfield and the company. And I don't know, he wore a Star Wars mask. And then Joey Chestnut put him in a headlock and slammed him down and then kept eating hot dogs. So not only does Joey Chestnut just continue to stuff his face full of hot dogs throughout this competition, he does it while taking somebody down that showed up on the stage. Interesting, because a lot of sports books, too, because the total was 74 and a half hot dogs. Anybody that had the over, a lot of sports books just refunded and were like, yeah, he lost his rhythm, so here you go. We're just going to go ahead and give you your money back instead. His 15th title, seven straight. Like, at some point, you know what I'd love? Here's what I would love. Some competition for Joey Chestnut. It's like Tiger Woods in his prime, where it was great. I loved watching Tiger Woods in his prime, but I would have also liked somebody to be a regular rival to him to make it a little more exciting, because if it wasn't for George Shea, we wouldn't have this much excitement, because we all know Joey Chestnut's going to win because he always wins.
So think about it this way, Nick. He finished a good, 10 and a half dogs, 11 dogs under the posted total, right? It mm-hmm. may be because he had to wrestle that dude to the ground. Whatever. Like you said, some of the books refunded the bets. Second place was another 15 dogs behind him, 48. Like, he's not just the best eater of his generation or hot dog eater. He's like head and shoulders above everybody else. It's kind of crazy.
Can we stop, though, with, and I saw this today, calling him an athlete? Can we stop with that, please?
Yeah. No,
it's that, like, he's just not, you know. It's insulting to real athletes. Yes. He's competitive.
He's very good at it. Yes.
He's really good at the competition he competes in. He's not an athlete.
I'm with you 110%. Not an athlete, Joey Chestnut.
Have you ever done any competitive eating? Because as you heard, I had a traumatizing story with a blueberry pie eating contest, and I never did it again. Have you ever done anything like this?
No, I haven't. I put away like 6 hot dogs on Memorial Day this year, but that was over the course of like 8 to 10 hours, I want to say. There's no way I could imagine putting away 63 in 10 minutes, like the dip in the bun and the water and all that nastiness. Ugh. No, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me at all. Good for them for what they do. And the fact that they can work hard to stretch their stomach out and then eat salads when they don't do this. There's just no way I could ever do it. I had like a couple of hot dogs. One was an Old Bay, by the way, Old Bay sausage. If you have it where you are, 2 thumbs up. It's fantastic. Yeah. It is a go-to for me with a little brown mustard. But I will say this. Anybody that only puts mustard on their hot dogs, not sausages, not any of the hot dogs, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs should have everything on it. Give me ketchup, give me mustard, give me cheese, give me maybe not sauerkraut. That's kind of gross, but just load up the toppings. It's scrap meat stuffed in a tube, okay? Let's stop pretending that hot dogs are some delicacy. Load it up with all of the toppings you possibly can. That is how I eat them, and I will continue to eat them that way. I can tell by your face that you are the opposite.
I'm
you
disgusted.
Are a mustard-only guy, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm a mustard and relish people? Guy. Mustard and relish.
Yeah. I do like relish. Yes.
If you know who likes ketchup on everything, Nick? 6-year-olds.
Me.
They like ketchup
on
everything.
Well, maybe. Then I'm a six-year-old. You know what? Sometimes I still find 6-year-old humor funny, and I also like ketchup all over my hot dog.
That's fair. But they should only be with mustard.
I will say this. I know this sounds crazy. Bear with me on this, though. I tried it a few times, and it's good. Cheddar cheese and barbecue sauce. You'll thank me later. Wow. I'm just telling you.
You are a condiment connoisseur with the hot dogs.
Yes. You know what? I am. I actually have a problem. There are a lot of condiments in our fridge. I've got like 5 different types of barbecue sauces because I need it from different regions. We've got an Old Bay barbecue sauce because I live, outside of, the D.C. area, Maryland. So, Old Bay is everywhere. Old Bay barbecue sauce is incredible. My wife always makes fun of me. She's like, we have more condiments than food in the fridge. I'm like, well, depends on the mood I'm in and what we're eating and what we're doing. Like, I need different flavors for a lot of different things. So, yes, I am a condiment connoisseur. Absolutely.
I was going to say, in that part of Maryland, they baptize babies with Old Bay, don't they? They just dip their
head
in it.
Here's a funny thing, too. I had no idea about J.O. seasoning. So there's Old Bay and there's J.O., mm-hmm. 2 different things. J.O. is what goes on crabs most of the time. I didn't know that until we moved in this way. Didn't know. Had no idea. So I learned that from the lifetime Marylanders that I've been around now. But I will absolutely load up toppings all over a hot dog. Now, if we're talking like a kielbasa, any type of sausage, brown mustard, that's it. I keep it simple there.
Yes.
So I will agree with you on the mustard part with that. But it's different between like a really high quality sausage that you've grilled and just a regular hot dog. Like a regular hot dog, it's just scrap meat stuffed in a tube.
Yeah, but it's delicious scrap meat and stuffed in a tube.
It is. Oh, I mean, I had a bunch yesterday. I told you, I'm feeling terrible today, but it was good yesterday.
We're paying for it now.
I'll eat hot dogs and stuff like once a year, man. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh God, this is not going to work for me. I've tried just the mustard thing. It's boring to me. I don't know what it is. I think mustard in general is just boring to me.
Oh, Nick, you're killing me. Mustard and relish on a hot dog, the way it was meant to be.
Well, I will be with you on the relish. I don't think there's any question that the relish I'm in on. So I will do that. So here's the thing. At least you've gone a little bit past the conversation of just mustard and nothing else. You're adding the relish, so I'm going to give you a little bit of credit for that at least.
Okay. Well, yeah, that, I mean, you're adding everything, so now I feel like I'm underdoing it.
What is the most hot dogs you've ever eaten in one day during this type of year? Because like every time I think of even like anybody in these contests, I'm like, it's just, I could eat like three, and there's people eating 63. It's just mind-blowing to me.
I'm willing to bet that back in the day, like when I was able to eat like in my early 20s, early to mid 20s, I probably put away like 7 to 8 hot dogs on one of these holidays, but not anymore.
The good days, right? When you were just early 20s and nothing affected you. Oh, it was so great. Yeah, it's just something I'll never, ever, ever be able to understand. Something else you better be able to understand very soon. Realignment in college football. We have more news when it comes to the changes in conferences and teams moving around. Nothing makes sense anymore in college sports. It's You Better You Bet. He's Chris Mack. I'm Nick Ashew.